it's another, what day is it, Thursday?
Yeah.
It's another Thursday. And
Friday here.
Here we are. Here we are again in the icy towers of Fuzzle Faggot Ridge.
If you want to, I was thinking that if the players wanted a sampling of what it would be like to be working with us, they could just we could, for the radio show today, we could just play that song over and over again on this repeat for the whole radio show, and that would be like an average day at the.
It's on. Okay. So get that. Go buy that album. It's back. Bitrate Variations in B flat. It's like this EP of like remixes of Beck songs. Buy that. Play that song on repeat, which is the remix of Girl, and stick your hands in a freezer.
Yeah.
That's an accurate simulation of what it's like to be here in Fuzzle Faggot Ridge these days.
And then go have some Indian food.
Oh, God, that was the best fucking Indian food I've ever had.
I filled my entire thorax with Indian food.
Also, in a Kafka-like manner, Riff woke up as a cockroach today.
Yeah, I've got this fucking apple stuck in my back, and it just, I can't reach it. Sucks, man.
Also, creepy.
In a Kafka DeVita baby.
Kafka and DeVito?
In Kafka's DeSoto baby. It's like a Volkswagen Beetle only. what do we got going on? We did that whole thing with stuff.
Yeah, there were some things that happened.
Yeah. Rollout that makes everybody mad at us.
Oh, well, the mad is just beginning.
Except for all the people who like fun things. Oh, yeah, but yeah, you guys that didn't like that, you ain't seen nothing yet. Yeah. We got all kinds of shit you're going to hate us for.
Yeah. You know, but everybody else has all kinds of shit they're going to love us for.
That's true.
Now, and you know, this was, man, this beer smells.
Just remember,
good.
We're kicking all the speed ascenders in the balls equally. That's all that matters, because you're competing against each other.
Yep.
Yeah.
By the way, we finally decided on the new stat gain algorithm for non-combats. They're going to be capped at 1.
Which is, you know, okay, given that combats will also be capped at 1.
That's true, yeah. So it's an across-the-board...
You know, we could cap them at 0... and have volleyballs give you an increasing percentage chance of getting a stat point.
Getting one stat point. That's right. See? Now you can't complain about what we do, because we could have done that. Max Vance says, where's the Valentine's Day content? Did Linnea or Uncle Crimbo steal it? Well, you'll find out on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Speaking of which...
We haven't
really
done any Valentine's Day content.
Well, yeah, we have.
No,
I mean
was there a Valentine? Was it Valentine's Day in the game and there was no Valentine's Day stuff?
That should happen automatically.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I think that might be what the question
is.
But there's never been anything special for that. We just put the Valentine's go in the store.
Last time, we wrote some more this month. It happens automatically, is what I'm saying.
I'm asking if there was an error, that's all.
Yeah, I don't know.
I didn't check.
This was also like 3 days ago? I don't know. Dreamer TK says, can we receive disassembled 10-leaf clovers on certain adventures so the next adventure isn't wasted on something frivolous? No, I'd rather you pay attention. You know? Don't just be all click, click, clickety, click, clickety, click, 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 click. Hey, I'm done. Let's go get drunk. Because, you know, you can't expect
because Jick has a patent on that.
Also, you should be drunk before you're done.
We don't want people to be able to play really quickly. We want the game to take as long as possible, which is why we encourage stasis. That's the only way that you can fully enjoy the game is by experiencing every single round of combat with every single monster you fight.
That's true. Maximal content.
Chrysalim says, is there any way you guys can make it so that I can chat on the computer in KOL while playing it on the Wii? The session ID thing makes it impossible for me right now. I think it's still amazingly cool to be able to play it on there, though. The last time I saw it, the chat worked on the Wii.
Well, the chat works, but it's an incredible pain in the ass.
Well, right, because it's
you've got to do
pain
that.
In the ass to type, yeah.
I mean, when are they going to come out with a keyboard for that? It's got to be in the works, right?
Doesn't it have like a USB slot?
It doesn't have a... I don't know. Well, you know, the console might have a USB slot, but what'll be nice is a keyboard that plugs into the remote.
Yeah.
So, I wonder at what point
it uses Bluetooth. Why shouldn't it just be able to connect to a Bluetooth keyboard?
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's a standard, and it can just download any drivers it needs from the interwang.
Why would it need drivers for a keyboard?
I don't know. I don't know how like consoles work with.
I think Bluetooth, there's just a standard
interface
protocol
for keyboards.
Why wouldn't there be? I mean, there is.
Could you use your
there
Bluetooth
is a standard
phone
for mouse for a mouse. I don't know. Why? God, I told you about the fucking PSP, right? Where the text entry on the PSP was a simulated goddamn cell phone keypad.
Ugh. So you had to.
Yeah.
Was it stylus?
No.
Oh wow.
Oh.
Yeah.
It
made me.
Did it have the T9?
I had to enter a fucking WEP key using that.
Like, so you had each one of four presses to get a number?
At least, yeah, to get a number.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why were you using a WEP key on your PS3? PS?
Maybe it wasn't a WEP key. No, it was. The PSP has wireless.
Oh, okay. Maybe they're just assuming that you're not going to have passworded wireless connections.
Or that you're not a Japanese schoolgirl who's just as fast with a cell phone keyboard as she is with a
pencil.
Happy ending.
With a tentacle?
Get it? I implied that Japanese schoolgirls give you hand jobs. They give some people hand jobs. Yeah. Probably Japanese schoolboys.
I imagine there's a Venn diagram of the ones that do and do not give happy endings.
Venn diagram. Anyway, last time I saw it, the chat worked on the Wii. I don't know what session ID thingy you're talking about. I don't think anything...
It's because he wants to be logged in both on the Wii and on his computer, so he can chat easily on the computer screen, but play...
Oh, chat on the computer in KOL. Oh. I get it.
Weird.
That just seems like a pain in the ass. Why wouldn't you just play on the computer?
Chat with another character while you play with a different character.
Oh, yeah, you can do that.
Yeah, that's true.
For a while, I mean, because I was using, like, an antiquated Mac, I had to run the chat in one browser type and play the game in another. So.
Oh, right. You had that multi that was just for...
Just for chat.
Just for chatting.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. ETZ Haddad says, you know what would be cool? Combat's in 100% non-combat zone that you could only get if you had modifiers on. Not a bad way to make semi-rares. That is a cool idea. I like that idea.
And one that we have discussed. In both directions. And
yeah, like but the problem with it now is that if you have a plus 5% chance of a non-combat adventure, that can't fire in a zone where there are no non-combat adventures.
But we could change that.
Well,
we could give it a 0.000001.
The problem with that right now is that I think in a zone where there were non-combat adventures, all of which got rejected by a conditional, it would eventually drop back down to a monster. But I think in zones where you could never actually encounter a monster, that would just put the adventure in an infinite loop. If it tried to pick a monster from a zone where it's not going to find one, either because the list is zero long. I don't know for a fact that that's the case. I might have written some safeguard into that, but... Yeah, so basically right now, your plus or minus combat is completely ignored if the adventure chance is zero or 100. And I don't know. I don't know if it would break it. At the time that I wrote it, it would have broken it.
Right.
Now I don't know. That code is better than it used to be. But still. Dumbass says, can you make a timer that counts down to the end of rollover? No, because we don't ever know exactly how long it's going to take.
It does, like, a really long list of things that for some days run really quickly and some days don't. And it's not
nearly as inconsistent as it used to be once we stopped doing this one kind of data dump that sometimes would randomly take 20 minutes. Although there are still quite a few of those running, and they aren't taking forever anymore, so I don't know that what we did over the last few days with the servers didn't actually fix whatever that problem was. Anyway, Yeah, we don't have any idea how long it's going to be until rollover is over. Because some stuff, you know, the variability is lower now because it'll be like, you know, to dump the inventory table, it's anywhere from like 5 minutes to 5 minutes and 30 seconds, you know, but it's not like 5 minutes to 45 minutes like it used to be.
Right.
And the backup is more reliable.
That's true.
Woo! And it's easier for us to do inventory tracking. And we have an easily accessible copy of yesterday's inventory for game purposes if we ever want one.
That's true.
Although I don't think anything in the game should ever hit that copy of the table. Because really, it would be pretty trivial to restore. Like, if I dropped the database now, right?
Knock on.
All I would have to do would be to rename the copy database to the regular database, and theoretically, there's that and another like half hour of work, and we're restored to last rollover.
Right.
Right.
Not that you're planning on dropping the database anytime soon.
No, I won't ever do that again. In fact, I'm pretty sure that the
new version of...
No, I'm pretty sure that the user that I log into the database with does not actually have permission to drop the database anymore. I think when we set it up on the new servers, I made it so... Because I know that the user that the game logs into the database with can't do shit except read from and write to the tables.
Huh.
So even if somebody managed to get an arbitrary SQL execution in there, they couldn't just do drop table inventory. Although our awesome security through obscurity on the table names that makes every query really annoying to write would have stood in the way of that anyway.
You mean you use your password, which is 12345?
Yeah, my password is 12345, and it's... anyway, Dumbass says, if Ooh try to add censure in a place in the Friar's Place after Ooh finished their quest, Ooh get a message and a link back to the Deep Fat Friar's Place. Shouldn't it link to the woods? Yeah, I really need to figure out exactly what that is and fix it.
Yeah.
Yep. Can Ooh make it so we can send longer PMs? No. The last thing you need is to be able to send us more text. Come on, you're fine.
On our side, at least, we see it all as one.
Yeah.
For Radio Bugbear.
Fred Levi says, hey, 22 different Canadian quarters. Now I'm more than halfway. The rate of Canadian quarters is slowing down, but at least I got the notable breast cancer awareness quarter. And then he links to it. And it's a quarter with a picture of a pink ribbon.
I'm thinking we should advertise for KOL on a Canadian quarter. Because clearly they give them out for everything.
That would be awesome.
Little sword martini guy
yeah.
in the quarter. Hot.
That would be fantastic.
I mean, how do you do it? Do you just buy as many quarters as they have and then spend them somewhere?
Maybe we should get on that custom coins website and have them make some coins that look
like
exactly
Canadian
quarters, but except for having the... Because nobody could call us for forgery because it's got a sword martini
right.
on it.
If you make likenesses of currency in most countries, you can get arrested for
it. You don't think that would be sufficient... Non-likeness?
Not when they apparently sell advertising space on their quarters.
Yeah, you know, that Breast Cancer Awareness Foundation, that is an evil corporation that's just so just greedy and, like, I'm so sick of seeing their fucking advertising. It's like they're cramming it down my throat to buy their product. And I don't want any breast cancer.
You don't want breasts crammed down your throat?
Not particularly.
Not
actually.
Rammed.
Yeah.
What about chicken breasts?
I may be nudged.
How do you nudge something down someone's throat?
Today Hot Stuff got this awesome chicken bone salad from the grocery store.
That shouldn't be legal.
How many
know?
Bones were in
well,
it?
Well, I mean, I picked one out when I like went to the little salad bar thing, and I was like, ha-ha, I just saved somebody from choking, and then I brought my salad home and nearly choked on another chicken bone. Yeah, I don't know what the story was about for that. I guess when they say Whole Foods, they mean they use every part of the chicken in the salad.
Right.
Yeah.
Falafel and cloaca.
Ugh.
Max Vance says, here's a meatsmithing idea. Smith a dense meat crossbow with a birthday party jelly bean cheesecake to make a cheesecake shotgun. Someday there'll be a cheesecake shotgun, but this is not that day. Hogula says, did you forget to upload the Fuxlet? No, Hot Stuff did.
What did? It's done, right?
Yeah, but this was from a couple days before that.
Oh, okay.
I don't have the software. This sucks.
You could get iTunes.
Yeah, I could get iTunes if I wanted my computer to suck giant ass. I'm saying.
You just don't understand the awesome of iTunes.
I'm saying that iTunes' default behavior is to delete everything on my iPod as soon as I plug it in.
That is going to uncheck one box,
okay.
And it will not do that.
Its default behavior is to destroy all of my data.
Its default behavior is to make your iPod identical to the iTunes settings on your computer. Yeah. What you have files loaded on your computer.
So
which is what most people want.
Right, that is what most people want, but you know what? A program that just sort of disavows the existence of people with multiple computers.
Okay, the thing is, the iPod, granted the amount of time that it takes to restore the data is annoying, but the iPod is not a device that should have the only copy of any music you have, right? It should all be on your computer.
While I'm on vacation, you're saying my iPod should not be the only copy I have of my music.
Well, what are you doing plugging your iPod into somebody else's computer?
Charging it.
Oh, no, that's a bad idea.
Yeah.
Okay, so ship it with a fucking power cord to charge it with, don't do.
Not anymore.
They used to.
Yeah.
And, you know, God motherfucking damn it. I guess I could buy a powered USB hub and charge it that way, right?
You could also just ask whoever's iTunes you're plugging it into to make sure they've turned off that setting. It's not rocket surgery.
it is the most infuriating thing I can imagine.
You get really hung up on these little things.
Oh, right. These little programs whose default behavior is to destroy all of your data without asking you.
But that's not what it does.
No, I'm pretty sure that is precisely what it does.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you tried it recently? You sure that that's how it still works?
No. Okay. No, I'm scared to. I use my laptop to charge my iPod, and therefore I cannot have iTunes on it.
Because you couldn't copy your music over to your computer.
No, because I didn't have 60 hours to do it. You know what I would love to do? I would love to plug in my iPod and let it sit there and copy. I would love to synchronize the other direction, so then I just wouldn't need to worry
about
it.
That won't ever happen.
Yeah. Right. That, okay.
You can do it, but you have to get third-party shareware or something.
The thing is,
it's supposed that defeats the sort of copy protection.
I refuse to let iTunes manage my music library, because what it will do is it will take every MP3 on my network drive and make another copy of it on whatever computer iTunes is running on.
Only if you have your settings set to do that.
Or it won't be able to find any of the fucking music if the network drive is unplugged.
Well, it won't be able to find the stuff on the network drive.
Right. Okay, so then, if my network drive is unplugged and I plug my iPod in, it'll erase all the music on it.
No! Anyway, one checkbox! Kingdom for a checkbox!
Yeah,
I mean,
jeez.
Well.
Anyway.
You know, if you ascend without clicking on hardcore, but you meant to go hardcore, you're gonna not get a
really?
Hardcore thing.
Really? And
yeah.
You're never gonna be able to listen to any of your music again for the rest of your vacation?
Yes, for the rest of your vacation. Yeah. It's gonna delete your chances of listening to your music because you're gonna be so angry.
Anyway. Hogula says, alternatively to that scroll of turtle stampede summoning I suggested on the last show, how about Goldberg's Ruby? You'd throw it off somewhere in the distance when you use it, hitting a chain of dominoes or a precariously placed tire or something, setting off a chain reaction of mechanisms that ends up in an anvil falling on whatever you're fighting 10 adventures later. Actually, I just like the idea of being able to make an anvil near inexplicably fall on an opponent. Or a piano. Oh yeah, forgot to mention, for added humor until then.
Why would an anvil fall on a piano, by the way? That's a little weird.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
For added humor until then, there could be messages added to the adventures in between, like you see a dart fling in front of your face, popping a nearby balloon, and dropping a weight tied onto it onto a seesaw. Curious.
That's actually really funny.
That's really funny. I like that a lot.
You know, that could be a grimoire item.
It would
actually be useful.
Yeah.
Who says that the final effect...
Plus, I'm trying
to
keep the grimoire items themed to, like, classic novelty and joke toy items.
Wow, dude.
Yeah.
I feel like that's going to be... You're going to be done.
Like an imitation plastic Amulet of Yendor.
Well, except for that. I didn't have the heart to say no to Xenophobe.
Yeah.
Just for that reason.
Let's see. You... Okay.
Sorry, I interrupted you.
No. You didn't really. I was done with that thought.
Okay.
Hogulus, this is awesome. I like this whole when in between total complete thoughts, he puts these hyphens because he knows that he's like, yeah, this is awesome. How would you guys feel about adding a separate class of non-elemental, non-physical damage? It's just that things like Jalapeno Sauce Sphere seem like they'd be capable of doing normal damage to physically resistant monsters. Yeah, that's true.
What the...
Basically like an arcane.
Yeah, I've been having problems with us not having that myself.
Really?
I can't think of what the specific circumstance was, but...
There's also Holy. Or Cheese Whiz.
There is a distinction in the damage code between things that are spells and things that are not.
Right.
And
we have shadow damage, and we have bad spelling damage. We have precedence for other kinds of damage.
Well... But not... You don't deal either of those monster.
But... I'm just
and they're and they're outside of the. But I mean, okay. Here's a question though. What do you do that would other than jalapeno and habanero sauce spheres? What are you doing that is a spell that's not elemental?
Or what about?
I mean, there's Weapon of the Pasta Lord, right?
Does the acid squirting flower?
That's physical damage. Why wouldn't that be physical damage?
I'm not sure. I'm just asking if it is physical damage.
Yeah,
or not.
It is.
Because I thought it ran in the exact same code that runs the sauce spheres.
It is. The sauce spheres are physical damage now. I'm saying.
He's saying that physical resistant monsters take damage from them.
No, he's saying they don't. He's saying it seems like they would.
I see. So they're well, okay. But I mean, you could also say that, you know, peppers rubbing up against your skin is physical damage.
Well, we're right.
So I don't know.
My question, which I periodically think of this, and then I think, well, you know, I really don't think there's any need to like cloud the issue any further, because what else do we have that does that?
I mean, I don't know.
I mean, that's kind of why all of the all the spells except Weapon of the Pasta Lord became elemental. Okay. And. You know, Weapon of the Pasta Lord, it doesn't make sense that, you know, even though it's a magically animated weapon...
That it would do magical damage.
Yeah.
Or elemental damage.
Yeah.
I mean, but it could do arcane, I guess.
Well, no, that's the thing. I mean, it's a... You know, I guess... I don't know. I mean, there's precedent in, like, Dungeons & Dragons, right? Like, werewolves, you can't kill with a short sword, but you can kill with a short sword plus one. Right, because it is a magical weapon.
Right.
It just does a sort of different category of damage. Yeah. But that kind of never made any sense to me, you know?
Well, I mean, there's all kinds of places in, you know, Lord of the Rings type of stuff where you needed weapons of a certain power. The fact that, like, it was just any magical weapon in D&D was kind of a cheap way out. But, like, you know, you can't just kill... You couldn't have. Probably couldn't have cut what's his face's hand off, Sauron's hand off with just any normal sword.
Right? I didn't think that sword was magic. I thought the sword was just legendary I thought it was just legendary because it was used to cut off Sauron's hand.
I thought it was magical. I thought that was kind of the point. I mean, in Moria and whatnot, it is.
What are you talking about? They don't have it in
Angband.
Oh, in the game Moria. Okay, I thought you were talking about in the story.
No, sorry.
Like Glamdring. I think Glamdring is actually a magical sword, though.
Glamdring's magical and Sting.
Sting is magical.
I could have sworn that...
Maybe it is. I don't know. I just...
Is it Elendil? Or
the shards of...
That's the shard of... No, that's the... Nardrassil? There's so many... crazy words.
Yeah. And I'm getting like the shards of Urcassendil. Like I'm getting like player names in World of Warcraft stuff.
I think it's
Anduil.
Anduil, yeah.
Yeah. Shards of Anduil.
Anduil.
All right. Look that up to make sure that we're right.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we are.
Anyhow, yeah. I at this point, I don't think that that's necessary. He also says, "You said that ultra rare monsters always win initiative, but seem dissatisfied with the possibility that they just one hit kill adventurers. If this isn't true, disregard this. Wouldn't it be possible to cap the damage they do on their first hit, so they can at most reduce the player to one hit point?" Well, it would be possible, but I don't think in general that people are getting one hit killed by them.
Anduril, the Sword of Aragorn.
Anduril.
I mean, they're certainly more powerful than other stuff in that zone, but they're not that much more powerful.
I mean, I feel like the Crazy Bastard is only... The Crazy Bastard, I think, has stats of, like, 5,
really?
As opposed to 0.
Huh.
You know, all the monsters in the early zones have a power and toughness of 0. Let me check on that, actually.
Can you check on the, whether anyone has found something else?
I mean, nobody had yesterday.
All right.
So.
Interesting.
People in dev would have. Okay. The dev log would show if that had popped up.
That's true. The doesn't show that.
Oh, no. The Crazy Bastard is actually pretty tough compared to the other monsters in that zone.
The log doesn't keep those messages?
No, it doesn't, but people would talk about them.
Oh.
There's hardly ever just nobody in dev anymore.
That's true.
Where was I in these questions? Jade Dragon Piece says, "Why can't we buy gift shop items with Hank's meat?" Well, because that would be a way of converting Hank's meat to real meat.
Because you can then auto-sell them.
Yeah. You know, at a loss, but still.
Yeah.
Oatgansay, ever think about adding new instruments that add buffs or add to buff turns or decrease MP usage, like little cymbals for your knees or a harmonica that rests near your head? Yeah, the hands-free harmonica is something we were considering as a somebody suggested that as an
accessory,
accordion thief or an accessory that does something. Yeah. Oatgan wants us to sing "Happy Birthday." Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Oatgan, happy birthday to you! That was a fast version. Zumbini666 says, "Hypothetically, if I needed to get rid of about 170 pounds of biomass such that it couldn't be identified, how should I go about it? Please respond ASAP. Okay, thanks, bye."
Zeno's solution would be to throw it in a bathtub full of bleach for a few days and then just pull the plug and let it all drain out.
But the bones won't dissolve.
Apparently, if you leave it long enough, they will.
So really, bleach will dissolve flesh, though?
That's what he said. I don't know.
I've heard a lie.
Don't no, seriously, tell us the truth.
Mm-hmm. That was hilarious.
Yeah, I thought so. I mean, acid of some kind would probably do it, right? If you can get access to, like, hydrofluoric acid, that'll rip right through whatever.
Or it might also destroy your bathtub.
Hydrofluoric acid is scary stuff. I wouldn't put it in your bathtub. You can put it in glass.
Put it in somebody else's bathtub.
I think glass. I don't think it eats through glass.
Or like that. "Hey, Your Highness, I've discovered a substance that will eat through anything. It's right here in this jar." How did the king know he was lying?
Because it was in a jar?
Yeah. That's the clever brain teaser.
I see.
It's a very clever brain teaser. I'm just kidding. It's not clever.
It's not much of a tease.
No, here. It's really not.
But what if the jar was some sort of superconductive magnetic field that was suspending the substance away from the sides of the container?
Evil Durf says, "I can't believe what I'm hearing. Jick put off by bad graphics? You're the guy that created a game that uses stick figures." That's totally different.
But they're good stick figures.
They're not even good stick figures. This is illustrated. It is not graphical, and so it doesn't matter.
You like Alien Hominid, and that's a very, like, not high tech graphics, but very stylized kind of graphics,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, no, and that's fine. But the other thing is, it's like, you know, sprite graphics. They're either good or they're bad, you know, like, and they stay good or bad for
till the last drop.
Yeah.
What are we talking about in particular?
Ocarina of Time that I said I couldn't deal with anymore because of the, you know, the whatever.
Yeah.
Let's see. Broad Objection says, when you use Thrust Smack or Lunging Thrust Smack with a Vampire Duck on a string, you still only get you hit him for X damage. I've never tried it. Well, no, okay, never mind. Yeah, I think Scully just forgot to write attack text for that. Or he did. I know there are some written, but maybe they didn't get put in correctly or something. I've never tried it, but can you ascend with uncompleted quests from the council? No, you can't. You have to have all the quests done before you, before they give you the sorceress quest.
Yeah. Which you, cannot solve without having gotten it.
Noob says, hey guys, what do you think of my new couplet? Darkness reigns as Tartum flomes, Ratlegastelomnichromes. I don't know what Ratlegastelomnichromes means, or Ratlegastelomnichromes means.
I didn't know what most of those words meant.
By the way, I made that up. I didn't copy it from anyone famous or anything.
Oh, okay. Good for you.
Hagula says, how about an itching powder, hilarious object?
Yep.
If not, do you hate itching powder? Do you believe there were grimoire bots?
That itching powder is a possibility.
It's almost been another month without another edition.
I believe, we need to put something in. We should probably put something in on Tuesday along with whatever else we put in. I've heard, incidentally, that...
Tuesday is the day before February.
What?
Oh, Christ. Tuesday is also the 31st again?
No, the 31st is Wednesday, but it's like 2 days before the 1st.
Oh, shit.
Time. It goes marching on.
It does. Who the fuck decided that there were going to be monthly specials in Mr. Store?
I don't know, but man, if he were here, I'd kick him in the nards.
Yeah.
Nards.
I wouldn't, because then he'd kick me in the wallet.
Okay, just listened to a bit of the last show, and about the haunted bedroom. I understand that most of the combats in the bedroom are avoidable, but why is there a higher stat requirement in place than there is in, say, the ballroom? Is the stat requirement for the bedroom higher than the ballroom?
I don't remember. It's possible.
I don't. Those stat requirements were pretty much crafted.
How would
whole
you
cloth by Dev?
No, unless you de-leveled or took off. I guess if you took off accessories, it gave you stat points.
Oh, is it the ballroom key that you get in the bedroom?
I think so. Isn't the ballroom's the end of the progression?
Right. It's not a totally linear progression though, because you don't have to. Or is it? You got to get the library key, right? You get the library key from the billiards room.
Spoilers.
This isn't a spoiler. Okay, so you got to get the library key, which then you use that
to get upstairs.
Yeah, you use that to get upstairs, and you use that to get the... Is the bedroom locked to begin with?
I don't remember.
Huh. I don't either. If so, then it is linear.
Yeah, I don't remember.
But, yeah. I thought it was the ballroom key that you get in the conservatory, and the conservatory is unlocked by the library.
Oh, is that where you get the ballroom key?
I think so.
Huh.
Yeah, and then the bedroom unlocks the gallery.
Really?
Or no. No. The conservatory, the key in the conservatory unlocks the gallery.
Yeah,
the key
yeah.
in the... Where do you get the...
In the bedroom.
Okay,
yeah.
So once you get upstairs, you can just immediately get into the bedroom.
Yeah, I think so.
Who wrote all this?
I don't know. They're good though.
But if he was here, you would kick him in the nards. damn that MIT mystery hunt guy and his psychic mind powers that he used to steal my Dr. Awkward idea before I even thought of it. Although in all seriousness, I just saw it on some list of palindromes somewhere. Yeah, so did we. Are better Turtlier shields coming anytime soon? As is the case with the Hippo Whip and the Serpentine Sword, no shield a Turtle Tamer can make can stand up to the Snake Shield. Yeah, no, there'll be
we
many,
just did the early zones. We'll do the fill-in some of the later stuff as well. Later.
Mm. As well.
Yeah, additionally.
It wasn't a single guy. It was, one person did not win the mystery hunt. It was a team of 30 people, I think. 25 people.
And then he lists a bunch of other palindromes.
I might have mentioned this on another show, but like we were at the wrap-up for the mystery hunt, and there were, one of the puzzles of the mystery hunt was you had to film a sequel to Wordplay, which is this documentary about the National Crossword Competition, and they said, oh, just about a show of hands, who here in this room appeared in the movie Wordplay, like this actual like documentary that went out? And, you know, there were like scattered hands around the room, and then like 2/3 of Dr. Awkward, the team that won, raised their hands. Like, they are freakily hardcore puzzle solvers on that team.
Especially speed crossword puzzle solvers.
Well, speed crossword puzzle solvers and National Puzzler League and stuff like that. They're like, and they're all concentrated on one team, which is just frustrating.
You should try and hire. You should offer them money and prostitutes to join your team.
Couldn't they get prostitutes with money?
Well, no.
Or couldn't they get money with prostitutes?
Offer them coupons for prostitutes and then money. Check it out. Look at this money, and then also look at the bargain that you could get it with this money if you accept the money.
I see.
Could there be something, Hagula says, like the Knobgoblin sharpening spray that adds the weakens enemy on successful hit property to your attacks?
Huh.
Yes, there sure. could be. Could that's be. That's a good idea. Walla Walla 23 says, what do you think about LT synergy being the preferred strategy of every other person playing the game who doesn't care about your stupid bullshit? Oh, I'm okay with that.
I mean, there have a lot of other strategies have evolved in recent days, so...
I mean, I feel like there are still people doing that. There's the whole spell slinging skill set that people use. And now nobody needs any of that because it's all about non-combat chance, and just spending every turn in the gallery until the game's over. Right, according to that thread.
We gotta fix that.
We gotta fix it.
Fix it.
By removing all the content from the gallery.
No, just by capping all those stuff.
Just
one.
Just an empty room.
Yeah. Paint something. Send it in.
And then the adventures will each be showing some painting. It'll be showing some fan art and then giving one stat point.
Exactly. Did you see, Pre-Inquisitor writes, just had a thought on the clan donation items. What if the clan upgrade belongs to the person who buys it? If they're booted from the clan, the donation item goes with them. When they go to the next clan, they can take their donation feature with them and use it there.
Well, the problem was we wanted to make stuff that cost more than one Mr. A, and people could share to buy them.
Yeah. I mean, the whole point was to not try to gouge any one person, but to allow people to collaborate on acquiring larger items that everybody could use.
First, they'd have to stop, though, and then after that, they would have to listen.
You saw the diagram.
Oh, right, yeah, the thing. Was that on XKCD?
I think it was.
I can never remember. I sort of get toothpaste for dinner and XKCD mixed up now.
Really?
Yeah, even though they couldn't be further apart. I was looking through my pictures, the Fernsworthy from the Haiku Dungeon, because I drew him wearing clothes.
Right. Yeah.
And it's all, like, fucked up and hunched over and shitty looking, and it totally looks like the pictures from Toothpaste for Dinner. It makes me happy.
It's one of the few, like, clothed... stick figures.
Yeah. I removed that adventure now that Fernsworthy's dead.
Oh.
Yeah. Somebody noticed, actually. They were like, hey, has anybody gotten the Haiku Dungeon in the Summer adventure today? Which was surprising to me. Nobody commented on it or anything.
Was it that day?
It was. Wow. It was, yeah. Somebody in the first page of the thread about the new quests and whatever.
Nice. We should probably update the various dungeons at some point.
Yeah, we've had some ideas on how to do that.
Yeah, I like the idea of having the, the Explorers...
The Dungeoneers Guild.
Guild, exactly. They'll be fun. Someday. We'll have more dungeons, too.
Enemy Lasagna says, okay, what is with the random spurts of violent fog? I keep getting it without doing anything to trigger it. I haven't even eaten a mushroom this run.
That's fine.
Yeah. Let's see. Will there be an award of some sort for maximizing all forms of elemental protection? And on that note, is it even possible? I don't know.
I don't either. I'm sure that it is possible.
Right? I mean, with
given current gear.
Well, but okay. So if you have all the passives, then you've got
one level
of each. Yeah. Then Elemental Saw Sphere gives you 3
total.
Then Astral Shell gives you 4 total. The Umbrella would give you 5 total.
Umbrella's not all elements, is it?
I thought it was. I thought it was... I thought the umbrella was one layer of resistance against each element. So that maxes out normal people, right? Non-mist classes?
No, because there's six, I think.
Is it six? I thought it was five and then eight.
I think it's six and eight.
Okay. Maybe you're right. Why did we decide six? We like threes and we like fives and we like nines.
I don't know.
We never do anything in sixes.
You mean the number of character classes?
Oh. No.
There's only five of them. I don't understand.
There's only three.
There are four lights.
It's like the oars. There are only three. It's just that the seal clubbers and turtle tamers are like fingers of the same like sort of muscle being.
Muscle being.
Strong Bad Fanny X says, why have you guys been playing Pac-Man during the show? I keep hearing this strange beeping while listening to your shows. You know what that probably is? That's cell phone interference.
Yeah, whose phone is that?
It's probably mine.
Where is it right now?
It's in my pants. You want to fish for it?
No, that's okay.
I didn't think so.
Do you want to take it out of your pants and put it elsewhere?
Oh, I'll take it out of my pants and put it elsewhere.
Wow. When you did the show, did you ever have the laptop on your
Yeah, I think the laptop was sitting on my lap the entire time last time. So we'll see. We heard it. We can't hear it while it's going. Actually, I mean, we probably could, except that I leave the volume turned all the way down so that I don't get the creepy-ass, like, quarter of a second echo of everything that we're saying.
For the listeners at home.
In my ear.
Jake was just staring at his crotch for, like, 20 seconds there.
Okay.
Yeah. just keeping you informed.
For the listeners at work, I was staring at Hot Stuff's crotch. So my phone in my pants. Every set of Altec Lansing speakers, and this is very strange. This headset is an Altec Lansing headset. Yeah. I've never noticed this on any other brand of speakers, but my speakers, my wife's speakers, and Xenophobe speakers are all Altec Lansing, right?
Yeah.
These black speakers. All of them, whenever one of these cell phones is close to it, whenever it, like, pings the tower or whenever it's ringing.
It happens to my Bose speakers.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Is that exact same sound?
Yeah.
Okay.
It happens to all speakers.
I mean, I had never, ever noticed it on anything up until very recently, like within the last year. And it's all on the same brand of speakers. Rift speakers don't do it.
I don't use speakers, though.
Well, Rift doesn't have any speakers, so that would explain that.
The Speaker of the House also makes that noise sometimes when she's addressing Congress.
Boo.
Glebe says, please revamp the haiku dungeon soon so I can impress my poetry teacher and try to get extra credit. What, she doesn't like fart jokes?
The Gold Cojones one is.
Protoss 89 says,
it's definitely a haiku.
Protoss 89 says, hey guys, I let my friend borrow my cell phone the other day. He went into the other room to use it. Seconds later, I hear, what the fuck is a Cortex bomb? I lolled. I guess somebody actually did that. Extreme Carl says, I want to get three They Might Be Giants albums. Which should I choose?
Oh, that's easy, because we can just do our three favorites, right?
Apollo 18.
Lincoln.
I would go either Flood or the self-titled one that had the pink cover.
The pink album.
Yeah. Is that the first one?
Yeah.
With Boat of Car. Yeah. There you go.
LSK says, will there ever be an option to set up private chat channels? No, there won't be.
But there's an idea in the wings.
Yeah.
We have so many ideas that we just sit on for months to make sure that we're still happy with them.
We ought to hire a staff to actually do some stuff.
A staff of Ra.
The staff of Mum-Ra. I wish I had ever seen Thundercats so that I would know what the fuck I was talking about.
Lion-O! Shut up, you fuck!
I've heard all those outtakes. I've just never heard any of the actual, what the fuck is a samoflange?
You do realize that those weren't from the actual cartoon.
Really? Well, now I don't want to watch it at all.
Yeah, it's not nearly as exciting as the...
They were... I'm pretty sure they were real outtakes. What? They just weren't actually cartoons, obviously. What? I'm just going to stop talking now.
They didn't stage the...
No.
Hey, guys, quick, let's record a blooper reel. Anyway, LSK, so we thought of this scheme a long time ago that would have kind of allowed us to do private chat channels, because basically, like, the way the clan chat channel works is...
It's all the same channel.
Yeah. It's all the same channel, and when it's looking at chat that's occurring in that channel, it filters it by whatever clan that, that you're in, right?
You're in?
I said you're in, yeah. So basically, we'd have to... The utterances in the chat are also keyed by clan, so... Utterances in chat, if we added this private channel, would also have to be... Okay, so there would be a database...
You could only belong to one private channel.
You could only belong to one private channel at a time, but I think that's okay, right?
I guess.
There'd be a... It would either have to always be / private, and then you could get invited into somebody's private channel, and then it's assigned a number.
What about
right?
Ryan's privates?
Right. Shaving Ryan's privates.
Yeah.
So yeah, it would be kind of cumbersome. Somebody could like... create a private channel. So if they were already in one, it would you know, knock them out of it. It would assign a number.
Oh, yeah.
It would assign a number to their channel that they were in, right? And somehow that channel table would have to know that if they left the channel, that the channel dissolved and kick everybody out of it, right?
Because we wouldn't want to transfer ownership.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I guess you could write it. You could write something to promote somebody else to owner of a private channel.
Yeah. I mean, it could just automatically do it, too. It could just keep track of the order in which people came into the channel.
Or pick someone at random. Yeah, but that's not...
We don't like randomness.
Yeah, yeah. The game is completely deterministic.
Yeah, we knew a year ago who was going to be at the top of each leaderboard because we plotted out exactly what they were going to get.
Yeah.
That's what takes us so long, is the fact that it's not actually an RNG data thing. Like,
making,
every time someone adventures, we have to decide what they get.
Yeah. That and making boulders so big we can't lift them.
Yeah. Or origami boulders. Have we ever plugged that site? Origamiboulder.com?
No.
Have you ever gone there?
I've never seen it.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah. It's pretty
fantastic. Yeah, if Monkey Phone Call and Origami Boulder are the same guy.
Huh.
And they're like...
Sort of like Compressor and Drew.
Yeah, I mean, they have links to each other, so it's a little more obvious. But, yeah, Monkey Phone Call, it's $10, and he'll call whoever you want impersonating a monkey. great birthday gift. And Origami Boulder is...
He'll send you a paper.
A wad of paper.
Yeah, but was
an authentic... But with a little nice little
it's
mat.
It's got, like, the little base, and if you uncrumple it, it's actually got some ancient Confucian saying in the middle of it or something.
Yeah.
Huh.
Also, I think it's like $10 for just the boulder and $25 with the base or something. Honestly, these are some of the best internet services I've ever seen. I'm just saying. You see, Shaggy says suggests a new clan leaderboard for most trophied clan. How hard would that be? Would that be something that we could a query that we could write in any meaningful easy way?
Yeah, it would be pretty. Yeah, because what we would, I don't know that I have the SQL foo to write it myself, but I'm sure that there's the trophy table, right?
Yeah,
which just ranks everybody by the number of trophies that they have.
Yeah, but large clans would have.
Yeah, large clans would have
average yeah, most yeah, average number of trophies per person.
Average number of trophies per person.
Yeah.
Huh.
It's like ascendingist.
That's true.
Be trophyist wives.
Yeah. We couldn't really meaningfully do a leaderboard for, like, you know, who has the most trophies, because hundreds and hundreds of people would just be tied at the number of trophies that there are, which is 54.
Right. Well, I know there's 7 that no one's found.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, no, actually, but we added an 8th hidden trophy.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, there's several things that have been in the game now for a little while.
Yeah, there are a lot of things. Yeah, a lot of things that have been added that nobody's stumbled upon yet. Mwahaha, indeed. Chrysalim says, please don't change the way goat cheese drops based on the logic in the question on the show from the 18th. It won't work in a way similar to the reason the plates for Crimbo weren't dropping in the proportions you wanted them to. I don't fully understand the logic of odds, but I'll try to explain why here. First of all, what did we say?
I don't remember, but we have a plan to change how that quest works, kind of entirely. So
yeah.
I don't know that it matters, the discussion about it.
Yeah, that's true. I think people are going to be pretty happy with that solution.
Yeah, I mean it's gonna be satisfying.
Yeah.
At least from a meaning way.
Gorblack says, does the success rate of pickpocketing increase with item drop increasers? You don't know, and we're not telling. And then he says, if you pickpocket a monster's weapon, its attack should do less damage. If you pickpocket a piece of clothing from them, your attack should do more damage. I don't want to tell anybody else to sit down and mark on every monster which of its drops is a weapon and which is a...
And we were, like, we went through sort of as a head exercise and tried to think about the number of monsters that clearly drop weapons or armor that they're wearing, and it's not...
Yeah, it's kind
gigantic.
Of
gigantic. It's not a huge list. So I don't know that it would really make that much difference. It's a lot of work for very little in-game benefit.
Enemy Lasagna says, will the plastic pumpkin bucket be giving our familiars treats next Halloween? Yeah, I'm down with that. It was something we tossed around but never actually wrote anything. That should be some little minor project for Scully, just to write a couple pieces of. What would it do? They could give it one experience when it ate it.
Whoa.
That's neat.
Every time you trick-or-treated, it could just be a little familiar treat.
Little dog biscuit.
Wow.
That suddenly turns Halloween into a...
Very important.
Into
a,
an important...
Yeah.
Especially PvP.
Game event.
Yeah. Wow. Or it would be experience, not
kills. Yeah, it would be experience and not kills. Okay. So it wouldn't really impact PvP.
Although, if you considered each little thing like a... Maybe each candy had
it could
a little
be like a little tiny yeah, a little tiny gummy worm that was actually a live worm, and so it got a kill every time you.
That would be powerful.
But yeah, but I mean, then it's like, all right, here's more PvP advantage for donators, which we.
Well, but I mean, if they're tradable, they could, you know, it's more mall advantage for people who.
Yeah, that's true.
Donated.
Yeah, it didn't occur to me to make them tradable. So.
I mean, that's the only way I'd think of doing it, really. Because, I mean, all the Halloween candy is tradable, right?
I guess it is.
Yeah.
So.
There you go. Enemy Lasagna says, will unlocking the pretentious artist ever be obligatory? No. It is great big thanks for the new Questage released. This is the sort of thing that keeps the kingdom freshly obscure.
You're welcome.
And War Junkie says... Jick and Company, you say that picking pockets finds the item they were carrying with them, correct? So how come we can pick his pocket, or we can't pick his pocket, grab the extra item, then you kill them and get the one from their body as well?
What?
Well, no, because they're, you know, like, how do you pickpocket a Yeti's skin?
Oh, no,
and
no.
And we answered that was just an extra skin that they were carrying with them. But the one you get at the end of combat is the one that they're carrying with them, too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because remember, they're not dead.
Yeah, you're not actually killing anything.
You've just sort of beaten them into submission. And then they're submitting in a bloody pile on the ground. Sometimes.
Sure.
We're out in a rare bout of coherence. asks, how do I play an MP3? Not any more relevant than usual, but at least it was a sentence. LSK says, will we ever get to fight elementals of each of KOL's five elements?
You're not going
to
answer the question? I mean, come on. Oh. Encourage the cognitive flow here.
Mm-hmm.
I would suggest an MP3 player.
Really?
Yeah.
But you would suggest iTunes, and I don't want to start him down.
No,
that,
I would suggest an MP3 room. Player, yeah. And I happen to use iTunes. But you know,
Winamp,
do your own thing.
Winamp FTW. what was I looking at the other day? Oh, Negative Land's website where you can download those. You can download the U2 versions. Maybe that's what I should play, because everybody loves that. It suggested going to Nullsoft and downloading their brand new MP3 player, Amp. So it's from before it even became
Winamp.
Yeah. That was made in Arizona.
What was?
Winamp. That company's based out of Sedona.
Really?
Yep.
Huh, that's interesting.
You know, I downloaded those Negative Land... songs, but I have no idea where they are.
Because your music organization system is so superior to iTunes?
Yeah. This is a brand new laptop. It barely has any music on it. Thomas Terrapin says, how would you define sleaze damage? Usually greasy.
Remember that Rout and Thomas Terrapin are the same person.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
if that ever explains something.
That does explain things. Well, it explains why I don't have to come up with an answer to that question.
That's true.
Naked Jew says, the Guild Quest Accordion Thief chick refers to the Brotherhood when she said, should say the Department. All right. I should fix that. And Route is right back into
completely
non-sequiturville. Zabine says, I have an idea. Allow those of the muscle signs to adventure at Degrassi Knoll as well as inside. Because of the new content, those turtle tamers and seal clubbers with muscle sign cannot gather furry green turtles. It's kind of unfair. Yeah, we keep forgetting. We keep meaning to put them in the bugbear pens.
Oh, you haven't done that?
No. Okay. No. I just keep forgetting.
Yeah.
It's trivial to do.
Do you want me to do it right now?
Yeah, actually.
Do you have a particular bugbear you want them to be on?
No, not as a drop.
Oh, I don't actually know how to add that mechanism.
Okay, I'll show you.
I forgot what you're...
I'll show you as I'm doing it. It's just a super likely. Right. And you don't... It's already got... The conditional is built into the adventure, not into the association of the adventure with the location, so it's...
That's all good.
Knight of the Round says, with that guild update, how are we to find decent clothes in Hardcore? Would you be adding new things in the armory? Shields for sale, perhaps? The battlefield was a godsend until today. You can still go there.
Battlefield.
Ginya in chat says, hitting the last adventure link that goes to the area above Fernsworthy's basement still takes you to the dungeons.
Oh, okay. Oh, you know what? I bet that's because when I call start fight from within a basement script, it thinks that it's in dungeons.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay. I can fix that. Let's do our little music break. Should we just play that Beck song 4 or 5 times in a row?
That seems like a good idea.
No, I'm not actually
going to. No, I mean, really. It's a good idea.
Well, let's see. We'll buy some time by playing Mars Volta.
Did you get the audio head
minutes
that I posted?
No, I forgot.
Such a
dude, I'll download it now.
Trooper. Yeah, whatever.
Speaking of They Might Be Giants, let's play something off Riff's favorite. What's that called? Just They Might Be Giants. Any songs off of there you'd like to hear?
She's an Angel is good. All and right.
We got room for we got time for two.
Hotel Detective.
Actually puts us at 10 minutes, but yeah, we'll take a little longer break. Where the hell? She was a Hotel Detective.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see you kids in like 12 minutes. We'll be right back.
She was holding my left arm, but everyone was acting normal, so I tried to look nonchalant. We both said, I really love you. The Shriners loaned us cars. We raced up and down the sidewalk 20,000 million times. Why did they send her over anyone else? How should I react? These things happen to other people. They don't happen at all. In fact, when you're following an angel, does it mean you have to throw your body off? Somewhere they're meeting on a pinhead, calling you an angel, calling you the nicest thing. I heard the Hedda's best program, and the thing you can't hear, there's no F. Sometimes I think I kinda like that, and other times I think I'm already there. Gonna ask for my admission, gonna speak to the man in charge. The secretary says he's on another land, can I hold for a long, long time? I found out she's an angel, I don't think she knows I know. I'm worried that something might happen to me if anyone ever finds out. Why did they send her over anyone else? How should I? When you're following an angel, does it mean you have to throw your body off a building? Somewhere they're meeting on a pinhead, calling you an angel, calling you the nicest thing. I heard the Hedda's best program, when they sing you can't hear, there's no honor. Sometimes I think I kinda like that, and other times I think I am already there. When you're following an angel, does it mean you have to throw your body off a building? Somewhere they're meeting on a pinhead, calling you an angel, calling you the nicest.
He's kind of like an anime character.
Yeah, but what? I don't have the eyes.
His eyes are gigantic.
I can tell when he's horny because he bleeds from his eyes.
Nose.
Oh, nose. Yeah. I see.
Whoa, nosebleeds?
Yeah.
Huh.
Apparently.
Nosebleeds are an indication of horniness in Japanese...
anime or culture? Because that'd be really interesting to be carried over.
I don't know.
Because I mean, you know, if it's an iconographic thing, then what happens when somebody gets a nosebleed in real life? Do you make a joke about somebody being?
I don't know.
That's interesting. Huh. And where did the whole cuckold thing come from?
What?
Okay, so back Shakespearean times, if you're being cuckolded, you're like someone's sleeping with your wife or whatever.
You're said to grow horns?
You're said to grow horns.
Oh. Huh. I don't know that.
What does that mean?
No idea.
Huh. The internet.
I bet the internet does know.
Yeah.
How would it be making a goat out of you? I know a website that makes a goat out of S and E. LlamaMan58 says, I thought of a way that you might be able to get people to rest at the campground more often. Make it not reduce the duration of buffs, but still subtract an adventure, if that's even possible. I know I'd use it if I felt lazy. It's too much of a liability to recast the buffs at this point. Yeah, I guess. People have suggested that. The problem is, I like for resting to decrease the duration of bad status effects.
I was looking at Cuckold. I didn't actually hear the question.
No, he's saying make resting not decrement your buffs. Yeah, which is something.
I found an explanation for that if you want to hear it.
Go for it.
It refers to a tradition of that in European villages, if a baby was born that was obviously and recognizably not the son of who is the father was supposed to be, then
like the father only had one arm and the baby had two,
something like that, I guess.
Really, the drummer from Def Leppard lived in that village.
They'd have a parade and humiliate the dude by forcing him to parade with antlers on his head.
What?
Wow, yeah, that seems like a very,
that's what Wikipedia says. Well, it says whether or not this ever actually happened is irrelevant to the phrase which survived.
Huh.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But I mean, saying, you know, this is the origin of a phrase which may or may not actually have happened is kind of a useless bit of information, right?
Llama Mancer says, does your number of sex changes carry over from ascension to ascension?
Yes.
Yeah, it does. He says, Jick, your mom is turning 50 this year? My dad is turning 60, and I'm only 13. But I guess it's more reasonable because they were both married once before. Yeah, your mom's a whore. Enemy Lasagna says, hooray, collectively you guys have answered over 300 of my questions. Well, I'm just saying, anybody who's been married more than once,
dang, man,
they get around, you know?
Not necessarily for money, though.
What? If it's marriage, that's for money.
Oh, Jesus.
What? Why do you get married?
Money.
Whore.
See, I told you. Enter the Wumpa says, upload tonight's show promptly, or you are likely to be eaten by a Gru when you talk to your guild leader. Or you are likely to be eaten by a Gru, comma. When you talk to your guild leader, his picture appears with the text, but when you talk to the other guild members, theirs do not. Why? Because I actually forgot to, well, okay. Prior to the Tuesday update, everything in the guild, all the people in the guilds were actually drawn. The ones in the Tuesday update were constructed from parts of the ones that were drawn. If you examine them closely, you can see that all of the people in the new update, the class guys in the guilds, are just bits and pieces of the other stick figures. Because that was, I don't know why I thought it was easier to spend an hour doing that than to draw six stick figures.
I don't understand that at all.
You
should probably redraw all those guys, because like the head dude in, I think it was the Mist class, looks like a midget compared to the.
Well, there are definitely some like height discrepancies or whatever, but
that's
like,
okay. I mean, I don't mind people being different heights.
Grigner's short because he's like stocky and northern. All seal clubbers are short.
And Hale from the Frigid Northland.
Moth says he has seen the Japanese nosebleed action in live action movies.
Whoa,
huh. Like Tetsuo the Iron Man.
Oh, that was such a
what does it indicate when you what does it indicate when you replace your shin bone with a giant rusty piece of a rebar?
Or when your penis turns into a drill?
Yeah. That just means you're crazy.
and just running down this.
That movie was fucking awesome. Have you ever seen that on stuff?
No.
Tetsuo the Iron Man?
It's like, imagine, it's like Eraserhead, except it's an anime, except it's not an anime.
Yeah, it's like live. So this one guy is like shaving with an electric razor,
yeah,
and like a resistor pops out of it and sticks to his face and starts turning him into like this nice, clean, shiny, giant robot.
Uh-huh.
And then this other guy, he's like a runner, and in order to run faster, he cuts open his leg and sticks a piece of rusty rebar in there, because that would help. And then so he starts turning into like a rusty robot.
Yeah.
And then in the end, they merge to form this giant cock and ball shaped robot.
Yeah, I've heard about this.
It's so
really
great.
Weird.
It's fantastic.
There's one scene where somebody calls somebody else on the telephone, and they just both stand there going, "Moshi moshi. Mushy mushy, mushy mushy, mushy mushy," for a couple minutes, and then they hang up. And then one of them's like all sweaty for some reason. It's cool. You should find
it's
a copy.
It's definitely
of that
worth watching.
Watch
yeah,
it.
That's incredible.
It's weird. The guy that I watched it with Doc Galactic when we were in high school, and he said that it was like Eraserhead. I never actually saw Eraserhead.
It's worth seeing.
Huh.
Snot says, is the guy in the haiku dungeon the Fernsworthy, or is the dead one the Fernsworthy? I feel sorry for him either way.
Ooh,
the, well,
it's mysterious.
The one in the haiku dungeon is not there anymore. It's almost as though the timeline was somehow changed.
Dun, dun, dun.
Know me by name. That's funny. G-N-O-M-Y. The Clan Hall image table should include the announcements as an iconical link. That would make it easier to find.
As opposed to having it all be below. I really don't like how the announcements are just below.
Yeah.
Because someone posts a new one, you just don't see it.
You don't see it. But I don't know. I mean, without keeping track on a per-player basis of which announcements you've seen, there's not really any way to notify.
You get an event notification.
Oh, yeah.
Someone posts a new...
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But those expire after.
Well, how don't you see
hours.
It? What are you, some kind of homo? Oh, because you don't log on every 48 hours. Well, you don't deserve to know when the announcements are posted.
Right.
If you come back after a week,
yeah,
and you're like, oh, I didn't know there was a new announcement posted, and you didn't check, that's kind of your lookout, you know?
All
right. The Rum says, so this past show marks the 100th asymmetric show I've downloaded. If we assume an average of 1.5 hours per download on my dial-up, that's 90,000 minutes spent downloading.
Hey, kids, stop all the downloading.
Help, computer.
No, it's not. It's 9,000 minutes, right? 90 times 100 is... No, is 90... What's 90 times 100?
9,000.
9,000, yeah. Not 90,000.
But maybe on his dial-up, 1 minute...
Maybe on his dial-up, an hour and a half is actually 900 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's possible. Or maybe he downloaded each show 10 times.
Oh, yeah.
That was what he felt.
I see. Anyway, thanks for making me waste so much time as the end result of his thing. Impulse Drive also points out that the container document for Fernsworthy's basement is still wrong, and that's true. It's only the fights, I think. I think the rest of the stuff...
Yeah.
Max Van says, I think the rusty grave-robbing shovel should weaken monsters on hit like the other rusty weapons do.
We have other rusty weapons?
Yeah, the spear... The spear weakens enemies on hit.
Oh, right.
That's the enchantment that I go to sometimes when I can't think of anything else to put on something.
Yeah.
And I couldn't think of anything else to put on that spear. Song for the Code Monkeys. Jump the Shark says some stuff about me. Neptune Izzy says, here's an idea. In the equipment menu, make the part of the outfit a link to the section. For example, clicking on pants would take you down to the pants. This would help make things quicker and easier. It probably wouldn't be a big deal to program. Oh, I see. Like making the word pants next to your pants a link to an HTML anchor in the pants section.
Ah, that would make it easier to navigate.
Yeah.
Although, at the same time, having all of the inventory selections collapsed makes it also very quick to navigate.
That's true. I'm going to have to start doing that. Hogula says, maintenance on the database servers tonight. Please tell me that by maintenance on, you don't mean dropping of. Now, this wasn't me. I didn't actually touch them. I just got to sit there. You know what I found out, though?
That you were going to perform maintenance on your pants later?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I found out that apparently, when there is no chat
in
the chat table,
the
new chat messages throws errors.
Really?
What does that mean?
Well, they're just errors.
Oh, so that's why there are all the errors when people first, when the database first starts up?
No.
Okay, go ahead. What are you saying?
No, you wouldn't see them on the live servers, but yeah, it's weird. I don't understand it, really. I was like,
because
oh, man, the secondary database server must be down or something.
Because of the way that Ajax is trying to pull stuff off an empty table or something?
I don't know, yeah. It's weird.
Huh.
It's just something in that PHP script throws errors until somebody says something, and then it's fixed.
I'm guessing that it's constantly trying to access either the...
Yeah, but it's a query that returns no rows. There's nothing different about that code than anywhere else, and a query that returns no rows is just going to not return any rows, you know?
But maybe that makes it angry.
Yeah, I don't know. You wouldn't like it when it's angry.
Exactly.
Oh. Ted Turtle says, hey, I'm level 5, and the temporal rift just disappeared or something. What gives? Are you sure you're level 5?
Well... Are you sure haven't...
Are you sure you earned that rift?
Right. Yeah. The way that the rift opens has changed.
Yes.
Indeed.
Insofar as there is now a way the rift opens.
Other than just achieving level. I mean, fundamentally, every zone in the game that is not open when you start the game will have a reason for opening.
Yes.
So I think the funhouse is the last one that... still doesn't have
the funhouse and the stuff in the dungeons.
Okay, so those are the last things that we can think of, at least, that just opens
and,
randomly.
Well, and the Nemesis Cave, but that's no longer relevant and is going to get a lot of changes anyway.
Does that just open?
Yeah. No.
Well,
you get a council quest,
yeah. But it's not really
a council quest. Yeah, exactly. That should be moved to the...
It's not really a zone.
That's true, too.
Because it's totally separate.
Gorblock says, the dungeon full of dungeons is sort of empty now. Why not group the 4 dungeons in it closer together and draw a stone wall with some medieval torture stuff around them? Yeah.
We'll do something along those lines.
It's actually the Funyun dungeon. It's filled with...
filled with delicious corn snacks.
The Funyun full of Funyuns.
That'd be like a cornucopia. A cornucopia-sized Funyun with, like, a bunch of Funyuns spilling out of the other end.
Or, like,
wow.
Like
cheese
a bugle.
Balls,
a bugle.
Yeah.
A giant bugle full of bugles. Oh,
yeah.
Man. And then, wow, if you had 10 of those, you could do giant witch fingers. Gorblack says, will we ever be able to visit the neighboring frat mentioned in the frat gang warfare adventure? Also, oh, wait, never mind. No, you won't. Just like you'll never be able to go to the library across the street from the sleazy back alley.
That's not true. I demand the library.
Okay.
I want a library in town. Just saying.
Benji Cord says, you do know that the radio show's podcast has been labeled Jick and the Dev Teamy for the last 2 weeks, right? Sure.
Is there some sort of internal labeling?
Is it like ye old?
No, it's just on the podcast, which, you know, there's no such thing as a podcast. But if I were to acknowledge that podcast was a real word that meant something, there's the podcast that Stargazer does. Gnomi by name says, in my opinion, the Amigo's keys should be quest items. That's a good idea. That had never occurred to us, and now we're going to do it, and everyone blame it on Gnomi by name. No, that's something that we were planning on doing with NS13. Just
dun dun dun.
But yeah, no, it is. I agree with you. A good idea. Who was it? It was JLE, I think.
So.
JLE was like, legend keys should be quest items, because that's awesome.
Yeah.
No more pulling that shit. I personally think like the digital key should be a quest item too, and the
fine with that.
And Richard Star key should be a quest item.
That's a good idea.
To just clue their importance. Of course, once you have them.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Like, oh, I better not auto sell this.
That's true.
But all the other keys are quest items, you know?
One of them is not.
Skeleton.
Yeah.
Oatgan says, have you ever seen videos of Buckethead doing solos on YouTube? He robot dances, plays with nunchucks, and does some stuff with a chainsaw. He is an interesting individual. No, I have not.
Huh.
Elementary Penguin says, so are you guys interested in doing that epic opening sequence we've been talking about? Just wondering whether I should count on using that for the beginning of the long cut, or whether you reckon it's too much work to be worth it. I need to respond to his email.
Yes,
and talk to him.
Yeah,
about
you should.
I honestly feel like I could probably do all of the artwork that they need while I'm here, because
okay.
I mean, that's just like, that's something that I could do on a day when I didn't have internet access at some random
you could
place,
do it tomorrow maybe,
you know? Yeah.
Maybe that's what you do tomorrow.
Maybe that's what I should do tomorrow.
Anything else?
Yeah. I'll have to remember to take a bunch of paper and stuff. But yeah. I guess there's enough internet access over there at the delightful and cozy bed and breakfast at which Riff and I have been snuggling up to keep warm. Oh god, it's fucking cold in there.
It's cold.
Drafty.
It got so cold, I had to stop shutting the window. I had to stop opening the window before I go to bed.
What, you used to open the window just to air out the room? Or?
Yeah, well, no, I'd leave it open because I like it to be a little bit cooler in the room.
Wow, you're clearly yeah. not from Boston at all. You can wake up dead.
Well,
zombies.
I mean,
zombies will come
makes,
into your room
it makes
and
blankets
eat your brain.
Nice.
Yeah, you know what
brain.
I, you know what
but
I,
yeah,
do?
It
I
also a, keeps the air circulating and such.
I had a, just the giant cracks in every surface to keep the air circulating pretty nicely through my room. It's crazy, man. I guess she's taping up the windows today though, so that's gonna be awesome. You know, what happened to me? I'm so excited about being kind of warm. Man, stop breaking shit and spilling shit. And you know, every time he doesn't knock it over, so I hardly think it's his fault. Maybe sometimes he knocks it over.
I mean, it's me, but...
Furtawound says, will we ever get a place that shows us who in our contact list is online? Yeah. For the last 3.5 years, you've been able to go into chat and type /friends, and that'll tell you who in your contact list is online. Actually, I think that's just who's in chat, to answer your next question. Clackling says, hey, Jay and crew, are you guys going to move the Uncle Crimbo quest over to accomplishments at some point? Yes. I keep forgetting that that's actually in the quest log, because it's not in mine.
You didn't save Uncle Crimbo?
No.
Fucker.
I know, dude. I at some point I set my flag saying that I had saved Uncle Crimbo so that I could test the present. I might have left it like that, or I might have left it left him unsaved. Walla Walla 23 says, are you guys planning on improving the Bounty Hunter maybe with NS13? Yep, that rewrite is most of the way done, actually.
It's pretty slick, too.
I think it's cool. I'm happy about it. So there's this whole new kind of structure for the way that he works, and that requires a measure of... That's actually something that Hot Stuff should look at. Biospark says, Jick, you've been at this whole online game empire for a while, so I have to ask, how many Ferrari Winnebagos have you and Scully acquired now? Also, are they completely gold? Tires, windshield, seats, and all? Yes.
Gold windshield would be kind of, I don't know.
It'd be very thin gold that you could see through. Lama Menser says, my friend got a letter in the mail from a guy named Dick Penix about a band competition where there would be a warm-up area, in quotes, with pianos, in quotes. Not entirely sure. Glebe says, I was browsing your Jick Show archives today, and all three of your shows feature you singing, Hey Man, Whoa Man, Hey Man, Whoa Man. I don't... All three of them. All three of the 200. Glebe says, does the Hanakimbo dreidel not work on Saturday yet? Nah,
oh my gosh.
I just keep forgetting
That's awesome. Forgetting
to do that. Riff Arms Akimbo, says Vash Orion, is not a Dick Tracy villain. He's a Freakazoid villain parodying a Dick Tracy.
That's why I remember That's why that Dick sounded Tracy. So familiar to me. What an awesome name.
Preenikweezer says, I've been meaning to ask for a while about the joke when you eat the asparagus stalk. It says, don't go to the bathroom for a while. But I'm pretty sure the smell will be there whenever you go, right? It's not going to dissipate by waiting, will it? I do, however, heartily endorse a scientific experiment where all the devs eat asparagus and then wait varying times before going to the bathroom and report their relative findings. You know, asparagus doesn't do that to me.
I've heard that it is a myth, and that it's not necessarily asparagus that causes asparagus-smelling pee.
Huh.
I may be completely misremembering that. I have no idea.
I mean, there are times when my pee smells weird, you know?
Yeah.
The other day I peed and it smelled like microwave popcorn.
Really?
I was like, neat. I want some microwave popcorn now. Or maybe
are you sure that wasn't just butter
maybe
coming out?
To drink some of my urine. Maybe it was. I had been urethrally masturbating with a stick of butter for several hours prior to going to the... And I was on my back, so maybe it's...
Please stop talking.
Come on. Gleeb says, how do you feel about zones that are 100% combat adventures? What about 100% non-combat? Well, it depends on the zone. Dog Dog Tire said, wow, that would be a weird game to play.
It's like Duck Duck Goose, except a little more dangerous.
Yeah. What is Burning Man and can I go? Hot Stuff, you want to field this one?
Well, I mean, I don't know. Could you go? Yes, it is theoretically possible that you could go. I have no idea. I don't know anything about Dog Dog Tire, so it's possible that you are ineligible for some reason I'm not aware. But it's a festival out in the Black Rock Desert of Nevada or something.
It's on Black Rock Spire.
Black Rock Spire, yeah. No, it's I forget what the name of the desert is. Anyways, it's exceptionally hot, incredibly caustic, like environmental conditions. But it's like a week long sort of art festival community gathering thing, and yeah, it's interesting. I don't know much about it. I've never been personally, and apparently it costs $500 now. So
yeah.
I don't know. It's apparently gone all upscale,
corporate, and
I don't know.
Sell
I wouldn't. I don't know if it's corporate, but it's definitely more complicated than it was once in a long time ago. I mean, like, it started in the 70s, I guess, and it's called Burning Man because they would build... Part of the festival was to build this gigantic wooden structure in the shape of a man as part of the thing, and then set it on fire on the last night of the event, I think. And so they still do that, but now there are you know, tens of thousands of people who go, and they bring... Some of them bring extremely elaborate contraptions, and they'll, like, set up tents that have, like... Some, like, you know, experiences inside that are not fit for all ages and stuff. It's interesting.
I heard, like, about one that somebody brought either this past year or the previous year, this installation called Dance Dance Immolation.
Yeah.
And it was they put you in this fireproof suit and you'd play Dance Dance Revolution, and if you won, these huge, like, fire stacks would just shoot fire, like, a mile into the sky, and if you lost, it would shoot fire directly at you.
Well, every time you missed step, every time you missed one of the arrows, it would be a blast of fire.
That's
yeah.
awesome. Well, you're in a full body suit. Yeah, so.
Ziggy Zagnut says, I got hives today. Have you ever gotten hives? Have you ever had hives on weed? What movie is that from? Or was it
that's
like
that's from Half Baked?
That's
Half-Baked. John Stewart's character in Half Baked.
Okay, right.
I was gonna get hives, but then I got high.
I actually my entire body broke out in hives about a month ago.
Really?
Or
really?
2 months ago? Yeah, it was weird. It was like that for a day, and then they went away.
Huh. They like flew off.
Mm-hmm.
Weird.
Did you collect the honey?
Yeah,
I did.
Oh, sweet, sweet Jick honey.
Ugh.
Dude, you can totally sell that on eBay.
Noob
there's,
says
there's apparently an easily Googleable picture of dance immolation.
Oh,
and
very nice!
Wow, yeah,
that's a good picture.
That is a good picture.
Noob says, "What do you guys like on your pizza? I like peaches and bacon. You should try it. It's
sandwiches.
Sandwiches on my pizza.
You know, bacon. Like bacon, I'll buy. Peaches is sort of like the pineapple thing. Either you're that might be interesting, or you're going to be dead set against it from the outset.
I guess I'd try it.
I would try it.
I would.
I mean, I was dubious about the whole dates and bacon thing, and that turned out to be really good.
Oh, yeah, yeah, those little appetizer things that that my wife always makes. Those are tasty.
I mean,
I would have thought that was gross, too.
Bacon but, around anything, and it's
yeah,
good.
Bacon, yeah, you can pretty much. So bacon wrapped around a stick of butter. I would fuck that so hard.
I mean, it's kind of, you would have a, it'd be kind of like a handle, or like a glove, right? Around the butter, and then one day we replace Jick's butter with margarine.
Folgers crystals?
Yeah. See if you notice. And then you'd be like, I can't believe it's not butter.
Right. And then I'd be like, you butter believe it. The Gun Run says, hi guys, thanks for listening to your show. I have to say my ability to be funny has gowned dramatically.
It sure has.
Anyway, it's like, as proof, please watch this 6-minute physics video I made, which I'm saving that link. If the listeners want to know where to find it, please tell them this URL. Okay. tinyurl.com/2WPPBH.
I hope we just didn't link to, like, an hour-long porn video.
Well, it's Google video.
Google Japan.
Hogula says, yay for Xenophobe's glorious trivial update, he returned. Will it be followed by making pickpocketing an auto-attack option? I forgot to put that in the wiki for him to do.
I thought for sure that Xenophobe was gone because the Burning Crusade expansion to World of Warcraft had come out. But
I assume that it is. I mean,
okay. I don't know. I thought you had claimed that he had said that he was not.
He had. Well, no. He had said that before the fact, but then he disappeared for a week. So I'm assuming that that's what was going on there. Skeptopotamus says, do you guys run the Zend stuff on your web servers? Haven't used it myself in years, but it used to make PHP a lot faster, and it was a lot cheaper than buying more servers. I looked into it a long time ago, and I'm pretty sure that the nature of our app makes it so we would not really get much of a benefit from running Zend.
What is Zend?
Zend is it compiles your PHP into some sort of machine code that runs much, much faster than PHP.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't looked into it.
I mean, it's executing pretty much all the PHP for the game from memory, right? Almost all the scripts get cached.
Yeah, but it would be doing that anyway. It's just that it would be executing it as you know,
as
actual binary
code.
Binary code instead of as scripts. But I don't know. I mean, I gotta imagine that when you're doing that, there are certain things that just won't work right.
I don't know. I don't see why they wouldn't work.
I seem to recall looking into it, and that database heavy stuff didn't really benefit from it. But I don't know. That's something I've just made up.
The vast majority of our time is spent interacting with the database.
Yeah.
So it doesn't seem like that would necessarily benefit.
Yeah. I mean, because I feel like a lot of what causes the delays on the web server is, you know, the time spent waiting for responses, you know, from the database server and stuff. Like, just the overhead of all the database calls is a bigger deal than the actual execution time of the code that's running.
That's
because
right.
The code is very simple. It's just, I mean, I guess, you know, 300 people hitting it as fast and as hard as they can at once. Yeah.
They kind of fuck up. They hit the database in the ear.
go gadget reflux. Strauss says, if I purchase a Mr. A through eCheck and it clears, does it auto show up or do I need to follow up? You need to follow up. Because PayPal doesn't send us any kind of notification when the check clears. I don't think. At least not one that we can use for anything. So yeah, just what you do is you use the bug report link, or you just mail me or mail Zly with the transaction information, and she'll credit it. She's got a real easy tool for doing that. let's see. Blue Elf says, any hints as to the familiars that are missing, number 59 and number 64? Nope. No hints. Sergeant Bob says, my comment that I am sending you via chat PM is that I find red messages unpleasant to look at. Well, sorry, Sergeant Bob.
Is it because you're red-green colorblind, Sergeant Bob?
Jade Dragonpiece says, it's been pretty lag-free after rollover. Did you do something to fix it? No, it's just that everybody thinks that rollover is longer than it is, so if you happen to log in, you know, basically everybody's expecting rollover to be over at, you know, 9 Mountain Time. It's actually over at 8:50 Mountain Time, so...
You just killed any benefit that there would have been.
Well, but I mean, well, maybe that was maybe this is the answer we've always wanted to lag after rollover. It's just convince people that it takes longer than it does, and they'll stagger their own logins.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world that rollover ended at 9 o'clock.
That's great.
Man, we still haven't gotten a copy of that for Riff. Riff has not seen The Usual Suspects.
Yeah.
Because there is something the fuck wrong with Riff. That's the that's the only explanation.
Just one thing.
Yeah. Do you have it on in your collection? One of my housemates does not have it, but he's threatening to get it. But I mean, just throttle your downloading. All right.
It fucks with SSH. It fucks with PuTTY sessions a lot. BitTorrents, yeah, because it puts some extra latency on the upstream.
Yeah,
so, oh, you do? Oh, neat. Wow, that's cool. You should teach us how to do that, so that we can do it at the office. But you probably have some sort of Linux machine in between you and the outside world.
Yeah, but your client.
Oh, I see. Oh, Riff, do you have a non-shit BitTorrent client?
I use starts with an A and has a Z in it. Yeah.
Okay.
It's got a picture of a frog. That's all I know.
Wow, you are you're sort of a real Mac user.
Yep. Since 1984, my family had one
from,
when they first
from when
came
they had
out.
That like revolutionary computer commercial thing.
Yep, the original one had a 128K of memory.
Did it come with a girl and a sledgehammer?
No. Well, I guess
what?
I was only 9 years old, so I wouldn't have really appreciated her anyway. Though having the sledgehammer around would have been cool.
Yeah.
Jalandi says, Jake, did you catch the musical episode of Scrubs last week? No, I haven't seen a new episode of Scrubs in ever.
I haven't watched a single one, actually.
An episode ever? Yeah, mm-hmm. You might like it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you like MASH?
MASH was good.
It's like a...
Like a new MASH?
Yeah, like a new MASH. It's a little... Yeah, without the war. It's a little, It's a little smarter than MASH. A little
That's cool.
A little less, like... And not that, like... I don't know. I was going to say a little less Groucho Marxist. but... A little less... I feel like Alan Alda is kind of half funny and half just stupid,
mm-hmm.
You know? And it's less stupid, more funny.
Groovy.
Wow, we only have 15 minutes left.
Jill Handy asks, hey guys, how's Puzzle Faggot Ridge? Fuzzly, faggoty, and or ridgy? Why do you never read my questions?
That's why.
Ta-dunt.
Gorblack says, what was Fernsworthy trying to do that got himself blown up? Was it the same spell that misspelled the cemetery, or did that happen prior to the destruction of the tower?
Maybe so someday you'll find out.
So exciting.
Yep.
Hogula says, any plans to increase the auto-sell price of valuable trinkets so the short trip that gives them isn't a straight-up loss of 50 meat and 3 adventures? Yes.
Maybe.
Those are a relic of when it cost 300 meat.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Gorblack says, Fernsworthy's ghost should be an ultra-rare monster inside the tower.
Hmm. That would be awkward in some ways.
Well, yeah. You guys have just got to be patient on this one. We had to put that stuff in so that we could do NS-13, but we want to get NS-13 done before we spend too much time finishing up that stuff, even though it's mostly written and stuff. It'll have its day.
Momoka says something. Okay. The counter of how many times you've spoken with the new mini quest giver resets when you adventure, making it a bit difficult to unlock the mission accidentally unless you're clicking around. I don't understand that sentence.
Yeah, that shouldn't... That doesn't make any sense.
Hogula says, there aren't many items in this game with substantial advantages and substantial drawbacks, although this was once true of the antique suit. Wait, that it didn't have substantial advantages and substantial drawbacks? It still has drawbacks.
There's the next part of it.
More draw... Oh. Considering the amount of protection it offers can suddenly vanish mid-combat with no way to fix it, it's probably no longer worth the initiative penalty. Oh, right. Yeah, okay. Maybe it's worth less of an initiative penalty. Gore Black says, what's Coach Z's favorite part of the Old Testament? The Book of Jorb. Yeah. Mojo Madness says, does Hot Stuff use a straight safety or electric razor?
A terrible, crappy electric razor?
I don't think anybody uses a straight razor anymore except the barber.
And, like, I don't know, really hardcore mafia guys or something.
What?
I'm sure you
can. Pawn shop, I guess. Antique store?
Yeah, like. I don't know that. Yeah, can you even buy? Like, could you go to, like, Walgreens and buy a straight razor?
Probably not, no.
What about a gay razor?
But that's a safety razor.
Why?
Yeah, I mean, no, I know that you can. Like, my roommate still uses one of those, actually, that he just buys double-edged razor blades for. Mach 3, all the fucking way.
I just use my beard trimmer.
I don't really shave. One of my housemates uses his fingernails to remove his facial hair. Which explains so much, actually.
I just lay there and let my wife pluck all of my facial hairs individually with tweezers. It sucks, because by the time she gets to, like, the right side, the left side is already grown in again. So it's
and scabbed over from all the bleeding.
Oh, Christ. Mach 3, all the way. And it's the fact that it's expensive is not a big deal if you're like me and you only shave, like, once every 2 weeks. Because you don't have to have a real job or anything. Fusion power, claims this dude here. Because it's got a blade on the back for... I gotta admit, it would be handy to have that blade for right under the nose and evening out the sideburns. Yeah. Yeah. So I guess I could just have the Mach 3 and then get a 50-cent safety razor to keep next to it and use that just for the individual parts. Yeah.
Momica says, I was in Cambridge today and decided to try and find a fossil faggot ridge, which creeps me out a little bit. It's very well camouflaged. Cambridge is gayer than the Munchkin Village. Is Hot Stuff a Munchkin donut hole? No. And no. Which reminds me that we have not yet taken Rift to see the Crazy House.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What's that, the crazy house?
That shit is bananas. I'm saying that shit is bananas.
Yeah, yeah. Space Moose. That's still there, right? Like, Cosmic Bear.
Space Moose? No, is that
it's
related?
Across, it's a cross.
Is that related to the comic strip in some way?
A woman with, like, a fence all around her house who's devoted her life to just painting crazy shit on the house and the fence. It's
awesome.
It's weird. Isn't it close to here?
Not, well... Yeah, I mean, it's like everything is close by.
That's not true. Canada is not close by.
Canada's pretty close.
Oh, well, fine. Officer, we were just going to have some French fries and gravy. Let's see. PieGuy259 says, I have found an error. The level 11 sorcerer title is Bayleaf Brujo. However, the correct term for a female witch in Spanish is Bruja. Is it possible to change the title for males?
Man, what's all this Bruja?
Ha!
I suddenly understand a World of Warcraft character name that I didn't understand before.
Oh, Namas?
Namas, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, except for the fucking X. That didn't make... It's Bruxa.
But
if
why,
you spell
why
it an X, it's a Bruxa, yeah.
But why?
Yeah.
Maybe because...
Also, she's a warrior, so yeah. why would she name her character the Spanish word for witch and then spell it wrong?
I don't understand.
Yeah. I think I had that argument with her once, very briefly. Briefly, because I was like, oh, I'm sorry I asked.
There are some new, very sexy pets that you can buy. And I sent her one because she collects pets. Sort of a belated...
Is she still playing Broxa? Yeah. Really? Yeah. Is she up to 60 yet?
She's like 63, 62.
Wow, okay. Because she had abandoned that character at like level 40.
Oh, really?
When we were playing before, yeah. She played initially when like, Adra and Thor were...
Right.
...were playing, and then, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's all back to the happy old days.
Well, awesome. Moth says, Hot Stuff should start a pet shop that specializes in dachshunds. The motto can be, get a long little doggy. Why should Hot Stuff do that?
You notice that these are all my clanmates that are sending in these questions and or statements about Hot Stuff, right?
No, I didn't know. Well, what clan are you in?
Warehouse 23.
Oh. Moth is in Warehouse 23?
Yeah.
Oh.
You were in Warehouse 23 with
Moth.
Yeah,
I got... fucking Marshall kicked me out. I was like, fine, you assholes.
You invited him to your secret chat channel.
Oh, that's true.
You kick him out.
Ooga Booga says, have you heard my new band, Urban Fettuccine? Have you heard my new band, Untitled Dakota Fanning Rape Project? Actually, it's the Untitled Dakota Fanning Rape Project. It's like the Alan Parsons Project, only with more rape. Actually, I don't know how much rape there was in the. I had never even heard of that movie, but I just think it's funny that there was something that was referred to for a period of time as Untitled Dakota Fanning Rape Project. They didn't actually rape her for the movie.
It was just simulated.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. It's not only just simulated. It's only implied.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Anyway, no, Ooga Booga, I've not heard your new band. Waterboo says, "Hey, long time no messaging the show. Blame this on World of Warcraft. I was just noticing that Jick talks about how he has a 360. Do you play on Xbox Live? Do you play Halo 2?" Do you hate Warehouse 23? No, really. No, I believe that Halo is the single most overrated game that has ever been created. So no, I do not play Halo 2. I don't play anything on Xbox Live because I suck so bad at video games. I'm embarrassed. I got the Aaron from the mini-bosses, is the only person on my friends list. And I look at the, like, people on his list, and they're, like, gamer scores and whatever, and it's all like, you know, they're all like, oh, we have 100,000 whatever points, you know, from accomplishing things in games and from doing all this awesome stuff. And I'm like, I got, like, 5 points from beating the, like, first score milestone in Geometry Wars or whatever, like.
I got you a couple thousand points from Rayman.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
On the Wii?
Is that a different thing?
I'm pretty sure you didn't.
I don't
get
know
me any Xbox
works.
Live
oh,
game
yeah, no.
points. Yeah.
Okay. I thought you were talking about the Xbox.
No, it's game Xbox Live.
So you actually have Xbox Live.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I want to be able to do the download stuff. You know the games that they.
Oh yeah, I didn't know that was part of Xbox Live. I thought Xbox Live was just the player interaction.
Well, it's called Xbox Live Arcade. Maybe you don't need Xbox Live to get it. In which case, that was a waste of money.
I don't know. Yeah,
but I don't know. I mean, you know, one of the things you get for the subscription to Xbox Live is you get a certain amount of, like, you know, points to spend buying stuff from Xbox Live Arcade. So I kind of assume that it does have to be.
All right.
You know. But yeah, I hardly ever. Honestly, I don't play a lot of video games anymore. Like, I'll get into one thing and play it, but and I'm going through World of Warcraft phase. How long has it been since I played World of Warcraft? 4 or 5 months.
I mean, we played
since we played seriously.
Oh, seriously, it's been several months.
Yeah.
I mean, we played casually.
Couple times, yeah. I guess we played for
like 3 hours.
Yeah.
Total.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're not sitting on that barrel anymore?
No, that's
With Gron, I'm still sitting on that barrel. Okay. No, you're right. I logged into Gron. I ran into Orgrimmar so I could sit on my cactus and log off.
Jake is a very dedicated role-playing gamer. Like, when he goes to sleep to leave the game, he actually lays down, preferably in a bed.
Yeah, I do that myself.
No, it's always in a bed. Yeah, I do. I role-play.
You played down on the ground before.
My dwarf hates gnomes.
That's true.
Because gnomes are faggots.
My undead hates elves. I don't know if my elf has an opinion on the undead.
So is your undead going to have a problem with the new blood elves?
Yeah, probably. I haven't played her in ages, though, because she was on that fucking PvP server.
The PvP is where it's at, man.
I don't believe
you. Three alliance attacked me this morning. I killed them all.
Congratulations.
For what it's worth, Shadow Fiends. Sexy, sexy fiends.
What is a Shadow Fiend?
It's a level 66 priest spell that summons a little creature which attacks for you, and it every time it attacks, it returns mana.
Ooh.
If it gets to do its whole 15-second duration. it does like 1,000 points of damage and returns like 3,500 mana.
Nice.
Yeah. Very, very nice.
I thought it did 100 points of damage.
Each time it hits, and it hits about 10 times over the 15-second duration. In any case, awesome. It allowed me to beat the crap out of two rogues.
Maybe I'll try me a Shadow Priest.
Sexy.
Maybe I'll try Shadow Priest on the Draenei and a Paladin on the Blood Elves.
K. Jacobso says, the Shards of Narsil. After it's reforged, Aragorn,
that's right,
Aragorn renames it Andoril.
Wow, are we just getting to that part of the questions?
Yeah. We're way.
We spend the entire show answering questions from the interstitial days.
We did. Yeah, we did spend the entire show.
I mean, and many shows, it seems like we don't get to the.
What I would really like to be able to do, honestly, is to flush up to a certain point. If only there was somebody who could write code to interface with this database. Yeah. Actually, we're done. I think I'm gonna.
Disco Thief asks what the narrative justification of the opposite class giving the new guild quest is, and all I can say to that is patience, young Padawan.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Dogalicious says, why does the temporal rift move between the distant past and the present? Continental drift.
Oh, right.
Oh, right.
Poop.
Also, because we moved it in the present and I forgot to move it in the past.
Weird how that happened.
I thought about that today, but I didn't do it. LOTE says, hey, why don't you have the long rollover Monday night? That way you'd have time to think up something for Tuesday. PyGuy259 says, Jick, you putz, you get the ballroom key in the bedroom.
Fallfox says, Riff, reveal more spoilers.
Moo!
I don't want you to. One Ton Tomato says, I have all Tech Lansing speakers that make that beep 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 noise when near cell phones also. Jade Dragonpiece says, have you guys read Dr. McNinja? Because it's about as awesome as you can get.
Dr. McNinja kicks so much ass.
I feel like the first couple I read were awesome, and then it kind of got for a while, and I just stopped reading it.
You should go back.
I should. All
right. Yarrick the Real Bad says, the cuckolding horns are like a joke. Everyone knows about them except for you.
Huh.
Okay. I'd have thought that I'd have noticed horns.
So I'm a joke to you? What am I, some sort
no,
of
no, I think Yarrick is saying that, like a joke, everybody understands them, but you don't.
Oh, right.
K. Jacobso says, hey, speaking of Duck Duck Goose, have you ever heard of the game called Duck Duck Gray Duck? No. Squarefoot says, would you consider having the Fernsworthy's Grave Adventure not use up an adventure if you don't have a shovel? I got it 5 times before I finally got a shovel. It doesn't. It doesn't use an adventure. Or at least it's not supposed to.
I think it might.
We'll check it out in now, Funk Soul Brother.
Alright. Okay.
Incanoe says, not true, asparagus works. Apparently Incanoe was listening to the radio.
Wow.
Chris Lim says, just saying, this is one of the funniest shows in a while. You better believe it. I think we're hitting our stride here.
Fuzzle
from Fuzzle Faggot
Ridge.
For the win. Shows here are fun. It's more intimate, you know?
Yeah,
we're sitting in a circle around a table.
We need more couch couch broadcasting, I think. That comes down to.
I agree. I can, you know, broadcast from this laptop now, which is nice, so I don't have to actually be sitting at Scully's desk using his fucked up, retarded ass ergonomic split and tilted keyboard. Ugh. I don't actually know how to touch type properly, so using a split keyboard is really difficult for me. Like I can type fast. I mean, type like 90 words a minute, but I don't use like proper technique.
Right.
So it's very, very difficult for me to use a split keyboard. I use all of my fingers to type. The difference is, I think, mostly in which fingers I use to hit the numbers. I never actually learned to touch type numbers, so... Weasel says, Halo isn't the most overrated game of all time. Counter-Strike is. Halo's probably second, though. Agreed. Anyway, time for us to leave you in the capable hands of Merrick and presumably Sergny. I'm going to ask him RDY question mark ZOMG exclamation point is what I said to him because I'm one of those hip chat cats. Bacha. All right, let's go out on this Beck song again.
You didn't download.
I didn't download Rodeohead. No. No, I didn't.
You should go out on it, but you should play it 3 times.
I'm just going to play it once. Okay. All right. Good night, everybody. We'll see you Monday, and I think Scully's going to be here.
Yeah,
actually.
Hopefully.
Scully will grace Fuzzle Faggot Ridge with his presence, and we'll actually
That'll
do a Monday
fun.
Show. Yeah.
Cool. Oh, right. And this is going to be just the two of you?
Well, no, we can all do it. All
right. We need another
You know what I was thinking? It makes a hell of a lot more sense while we are in London for us to, for the next 2 months, have probably the Scully and Xenophobe show, and then the... Jake Griffin Hot Stuff show, because
that's a good idea.
Because then we don't have to fuck with Skype and horrible delays
and
sound quality problems
once
and stuff.
A week
and
for most of us.
Yeah, yeah. It actually will for entirely. It'll
you'll have it once a week for the first
time
in a while.
I will have a reprieve. Yeah, from doing two radio shows a week, which I think would be good for me. Anyway, so yeah, that's the plan. If Scully and Xenophobe are into it, so we'll see. Listeners, K-mail them and tell them to be into that.
They're going to get all this game and be like, what the fuck?
What the fuck are these people talking about? Yeah. All right, and we'll see you Monday one way or another.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Later, everybody.